Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Going to go live to the news conference on that mass shooting
in
Orange County.
Thank you for being here today. It is unfortunate that we're back together talking about another mass shooting incident in Orange County. It was only last year we had the incident at Geneva Presbyterian Church. Today we're back again talking about another incident within our jurisdiction. I want to thank you for taking time to cover this story. It's an important one. I will share with you details as we know it as of today. I will also stress to you that this continues to be an ongoing investigation, meaning that we are still processing the crime scene and probably will still be doing that into tomorrow. And it's just a sad day for us. Trujillo Canyon is a very quiet community. It is a very close community. And Cook's Corner for decades has been a part of that community. And I will start by just maybe clarifying the media, not being critical, but the media has referred to Cook's Corner as a biker. It might have been what it was 30, 40 years ago, but it's transitioned into something much beyond what it is. It's a gathering place. It's a place for families to go to share a meal, and it's a tight-knit community within the Trujillo Canyon. And I just want to stress that what happened there yesterday is not a definition of or not consistent with what Cook's Corner and that community is known for. It's a tragedy. We mourn for those who lost their lives, their families. Our condolences to you. To those who were injured, we will be with you to help you recover. And as we progress through this, we will highlight some of the lessons learned, and most importantly, highlight the great response that we had, not only from the Orange County Sheriff's Department, but that also from the Orange County Fire Authority, as we navigated this very dynamic incident that was unfolding before us. I don't know how to start any other way than just saying last night was spaghetti night at Cook's Corner. People gather on that night, they share a meal, it's a tight-knit community. It's a tradition that's been taking place there for some time. And it was very tragic in how it unfolded rapidly. I want to stress also that as this unfolds, and I want to thank you for your patience as we navigated the many challenges of this dynamic incident. I know that as the media and the community, you want information, and you want information fast. And we want to provide that information to you. But first and foremost, we want it to be accurate. And to do that, we have to go through the processes of the investigation. We owe that to the families. We owe that to the victims' families. We owe that to the community. I'm going to walk you through the progression of events that occurred yesterday at Cook's Corner. At 7:04 p.m., we received multiple 911 calls about a shooting occurring at Cook's Corner, an active shooter incident. Multiple deputies from my department responded and were there within 2 minutes to address the issues that were unfolding at Cook's Corner. When they arrived, they did not know the location of the shooter, and they split to quickly cover ground. I'll cover later the tactics and trainings and how we have grown over the years and our response, and that will make more sense in just a moment. A team of deputies responded to the upper parking lot area where they located the suspect. The suspect began firing multiple rounds at our deputies from a shotgun. Patrol units were struck by gunfire. At least one round went through the unit of a windshield, the windshield's unit. No of our deputies were struck, and no injuries were sustained by them by gunfire or any other means. Despite the great danger, they progressed and encountered that individual, and a deputy-involved shooting occurred. Multiple deputies were involved in the shooting, and we do know and do believe that it was a gunfire from those deputies that ultimately took the life of the individual. Without a doubt, and without the immediate response of them starting immediate tactical first aid and creating an environment where OCFA, Orange County Fire Authority, paramedics could then get into the hot zone and start treating individuals. And this is a collaboration that's taken place for years with our agencies. Undoubtedly, more individuals might have been sustained, may have lost their lives. We have, what I'm sharing with you today is a culmination of witness statements who were there, and also body-worn camera video that's been reviewed to draw a chronology of events that occurred within that area. The suspect,
looks like we may have lost the feed. We have both Channel 7 and Channel 5. Oh, here we go. I think it's back on.
We do know he is a retired sergeant from the Ventura City Police Department, retiring in 2014. We do know that he took up residence in Ohio. We also know that he has a second residence potentially in the Camarillo area. And we believe he traveled from Ohio with an ongoing dispute regarding the separation and pending divorce with his wife. I'm going to cover the progression of events that took place. What we know by witness statements is that at that time, 7:04, Mr. Snowling entered Cook's Corner. We believe he had two firearms in his possession. He then went directly to his wife, who was within the business portion, the interior portion of Cook's Corner. By witness statements, we do not believe that there was any argument that ensued. He drew a weapon. He fired upon his wife, soon to be ex-wife, through divorce proceedings. She was struck once. I'm not going to go into the nature of her injuries. She was struck once by gunfire. We do know that somebody who was sharing a meal with his ex.
This is Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes holding a news conference on that fatal shooting last night at Cook's Corner. And for whatever reason, during this news conference, the feed keeps coming in and out.
Yeah, it looks like on television, the video is also freezing. So I guess we're probably picking up Channel 7 audio, and their feed freezes up.
Yeah, it was also the same thing on Channel 5. It kind of went back and forth.
So maybe something at the site there.
What we got was interesting. Right at the beginning, Sheriff Barnes wanted to make it clear that this is not simply a biker bar. Did you notice that? That's a place that many people attend.
All right, took place.
Oh, we're back. All right.
We know that there was an exit, and one of the victims was located here, who succumbed to his injuries.
Well, I don't think this is
one person.
No.
This is just not going to work.
Not a good feed.
Other individuals were shot in this portion of shooting randomly at individuals. Suspect then retreated to the back area, which is this we call the upper parking lot. This is a view of the upper parking lot here in this location.
Yeah, anyway, this actually works better on video because he has photographs and he's pointing to the photographs. So let's just continue on without
the, he's talking about
conference.
Ventura Police Department retired Sergeant John Snowling. That's the shooter in this case. And he's describing, from what we understand, the police responded very quickly, within a matter of minutes, to the 911 call about the shooting at this bar in Orange County. He apparently killed three people before he died. The other thing that was confirmed in this news conference, he was killed by police officers. There was some speculation, again, he could have shot himself, but they're now saying he died from the bullets from the cops. His soon-to-be former father-in-law called him a crazy ex-husband.
Now, there you go. That's really all you need to know about this story. It all, fits together easily. They're on the verge of a formalized divorce. He's a cop. She's moved to Orange County. She's going out at night. She's got a new life, and he's doing it home, and he's known to be crazy.
Yeah.
Family's telling me he's crazy. So this is occasionally what happens, unfortunately.
He actually had moved on to Ohio, but he came back here for the shooting.
Right. And he can't control her anymore. So, and
if I can't have her, nobody can have her, right?
And he's not working. He probably had since he's a former officer, a legal licensed gun. And every once in a while, it's going to happen. I mean, a lot of police are good guys, but even the good police would admit that a few of them come into the force, a little wired up. And then you see all that trauma every day and all that tension. And police generally have a higher rate of divorce and alcoholism and just stress, PTSD problems.
Yeah,
because it's a tough life. And so you get a guy every once in a while who blows.
So three dead, six others injured. He did not want to say that Sheriff Barnes, but apparently the wife was shot in the lower jaw, but is recuperating. She's not one of those who was killed. I don't think we got yet the identities of the three people that Snowling killed at the bar. That'll have to come later, but we're not going to be going through any sort of prosecution here. He's dead. And yeah, as John said, this is just the way some people go over the edge, especially guys like this with guns. Apparently, they talked about his career. It was kind of nondescript. People said he wasn't friendly or unfriendly, but apparently, John, one of his big jobs when he was in Ventura was reaching out to the homeless. He's also described as a union boss and a private investigator. But all of this doesn't matter because the problems with his wife apparently dominated his life going through the divorce. He had had enough and decided to go to that bar, seek her out, and kill her. He did not succeed, but he did, as we mentioned, kill three people before the cops killed him. If anything else comes from this news conference, we'll update you. We just had a little trouble with the signal. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. KFI is sending you and a friend to Las Vegas for the 2023 iHeart Radio Music Festival. Two nights featuring Foo Fighters, Lenny Kravitz, Tim McGraw, and more. And you'll get access to iHeart Radio's all new House of Music, a gas card to fuel your road trip, and we'll put you up at an MGM Resorts destination. Plus, one grand prize winner will go backstage for an exclusive experience with one of the artists from the festival. Visit MGMResorts.com today and plan your dream Vegas getaway to your favorite MGM Rewards destination. Keep listening to KFI for your chance to win a road trip to the 2023 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
All right, tomorrow at this time, we'll be playing Moistline Calls. So I hope you're a part of it, so leave a message because it's a short week for the John and Ken Show. You can do that using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And we just carried part of a news conference in Orange County concerning the shooting at the bar in Trabuco Canyon which killed four people, including the shooter. We now turn to the fires in Hawaii, or they're being called the Maui wildfires. There's a report that a man by the name of M. Kalio Manuel, who was former deputy director of the Hawaii Commission on Water Resource Management, waited for more than 5 hours to release water during the wildfires that devastated Maui. He apparently once described in a live stream debate that water is a sacred god. Let water connect us and not divide us. We can share it, but it requires true conversations about equity. How do we coexist with the resources we have?
So he wouldn't release the extra water that they needed in Lahaina because there were questions of equity that still had to be resolved. And meantime, Lahaina burned down.
Well, didn't some poor people who deserve equity burn too? Their belongings, their homes, or
well, everybody burned.
Why would equity ever be a factor when it comes to firefighting? I don't really understand. I know he's talking about the use of water, right?
Yeah, there's so many.
We don't want all the wealthier people to use all the water. Is that what he's saying?
I don't know what he's saying. I'd never heard of such a thing. But it was an emergency, and the entire town was burning down. So you just give everybody water.
The story is the West Maui Land Company said in an August 10th letter to Manuel that his commission refused its request to divert streams to fill landowners' resources in the hard-hit area until the wildfires raged out of control. It says here that Manuel had asked the company to consult with a local farmer about the impact of water diversion before approving their request. So apparently that's what his role was.
Steve reported last week that the local residents were very angry and frustrated. They needed more water, and this agency wasn't releasing the water. And nobody understood why. And now it's explained. This guy says water is a sacred god, and we have to have an equitable distribution. So, by the way, they've removed him from his position.
Yeah, he has been transferred to another job at the Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Because he's insane. I mean, clearly, can you imagine you're running a water agency and everybody in town is screaming for a larger water supply and you can authorize it in a snap of your fingers. And instead, you're all bogged down in your head because you're worried about the water god and offending him because there's a lack of equity in distribution. And I've told you, all this climate stuff is nothing but a pagan religion. And this guy makes it clear by referring to a water god. So this was like a religious moment for him. And that's why he couldn't release the water, because the water god would have been angry that equity wasn't being considered properly. I don't think people understand just how far gone these nuts are. They're really, 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 really crazy.
Yeah, I'm just looking up some of his background here.
5 hours. 5 hours they're screaming for the water.
Wow.
But he thinks it's a sacred god. And so the sacred god can't be disturbed. He used to be a leader with the Obama Foundation, which is a nonprofit Obama started to help participants with coaching and practical skill building for social change. Well, this, you know what? This was social change, all right, because they eradicated an entire town. And then the LA Times had another story today about the firefighters. They thought they put the fire out and they just walked away.
Yeah, I saw that. They thought they had it contained. They thought it was a smaller, like, brush fire. Then the winds just kicked up fast.
Except we know from covering how many fires over the years that they always keep a contingent of firefighters for days and days or weeks after a fire burns, because hot spots can always flare up into something terrible. That's basic firefighting when you're dealing with an outdoor wildfire, a brush fire. You can't see.
I wonder if they've not had fires at this level of devastation that they're not trained to do that. I don't know.
Obviously, they obviously weren't.
Very bizarre.
I mean, there's so many different ways that the government fouled up the response to this. They didn't set the sirens off. The police were blocking a couple of the exits. I mean, the list of incompetent, you know, and now everybody's dead. They're still missing hundreds of people, aren't they?
That's the last report I heard. It was like 500 people. I saw 1,000 last week, and then it dropped to 500 because this happens after mass disaster events like this. Some people move on and don't contact you right away and report where they are. They ran somewhere.
Because you don't know that anybody's counting you as missing. So,
but I don't know if they've gone through all the rubble, so it could be the toll will get even larger. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, you go to that app, John and Ken on demand podcast, because you probably missed stuff.
Yeah. So next hour, Trump's supposed to make his court appearance in Fulton County, Georgia. Just looking at a story on this, 4:30 or so our time. There's 19 defendants. Today, the Fulton County DA, and her name is not pronounced Fanny. It's apparently Fanny. I like Fanny better.
F-A-N-I?
Yeah, it's pronounced Fanny.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard it on several news reports today. So, she wants the trial to commence on October 23rd. It's pretty close. The response from the Trump people is no way, and they want to sever their case from the other defendants, and they don't want the October trial date. I was just looking at the list of some of the charges against Trump. Solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Conspiracy to commit impersonating a public officer. Conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. Conspiracy to commit false statements and writings. Conspiracy to commit filing false documents. Conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree, filing false documents, and solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Not everyone faces the same charges, but that's part of the collection of charges. And among them, John, is John Eastman, who was on our show.
Yes, I saw that he surrendered and was arrested a few days ago. Yes.
The attorney, of course, constitutional attorney, that was at Chapman University and is facing his own disbarment.
We're trying to get him on the show, but at the moment he said it's probably better if he keeps quiet.
Because he's actually been charged.
Right. The first time
when we had him on the show, he wasn't charged.
He was an unindicted co-conspirator. Right, in the Washington, D.C. case. Did you see the CBS News poll that came out a couple of days ago?
No.
This is fascinating. This explains the debate last night, and it explains why all this debate, all these other candidates, is a waste of time unless something something big happens. Big,
right.
Right now, this is just Republicans only polled, Republicans who are going to vote. 62% back Trump, DeSantis is at 16. He's 46 points behind. The rest of them are single digiters. This Ramaswamy character, 7%. Mike Pence, 5%. And 91% of Republicans felt that the candidates should focus on making their own case in the debate instead of making a case against Trump. 77% of the Republicans said the charges are politically motivated.
Then that's why they don't go down that road.
Right. Yes.
There's really no point for them to do that, even though you would think at a debate, the rule is you go after the front runner. You're trying to narrow the margin, and they did not do that.
99%.
But that's the reason why.
99% of the people surveyed said things were better in the U.S. under Trump. 95% say that Trump fights for people like themselves. 76% they would consider Trump simply because they felt they knew him better than the other candidates. And
these are Republican voters?
These are Republican voters.
Right.
61 said they would likely vote for Trump. Only 17 said that for DeSantis. Here's something really odd. A large number of Trump voting participants said they trusted what Trump would tell. They trusted that what Trump tells them is true. More than they would trust what their friends and family say. They trusted Trump. 71% trusted Trump. Only 63% trusted their family.
Everybody's got family members that just babble a lot of nonsense, so I'm not sure how to react to that. But
more than other conservative media figures, more than religious leaders. And he's got a bond with his followers. It just hasn't existed before in modern times.
It's a cult, yeah.
It really is cult-like. And so...
Yeah, with cults, the leader can do no wrong and say no wrong.
Right, and he's being unfairly prosecuted by the non-believers. It's getting to be like a Jesus situation, right? He's getting crucified by the non-believers.
It simplifies things. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, there's so much corruption and nonsense in the world today. You want to have one person you can focus on and say, that guy's always right, and I trust that guy. It's just strange that it's Trump.
just taking this poll at face value, because I constantly hear people say, I don't understand. Why do they follow him? Why don't they see X, Y, and Z? It's like, well, because they simply don't believe any bad news about him. Or they don't care. They don't consider it important. They hate the Republican Party as much as the Democrat Party. They hate the Washington, D.C. establishment. You know, they don't look at Trump as a traditional Republican like a Mitt Romney or a George Bush. They hate those guys. He's created his own party, his own movement, his own set of values.
Well, now we have the results from what a Trumpless debate means. Last night's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee, televised by Fox, had 11 million viewers. They said later it rose when they did their final tabulations to 12.8 million. Do you remember the first GOP debate in 2015, which featured Trump on Fox News? How many people tuned in? 24 million.
24 million.
So there's the effect of no Trump there. About half tuned out.
The Fox executives were having dinner with Trump and his team several times, begging him to be part of the show because they knew they were going to lose half the audience.
And they did.
So he goes on with Tucker Carlson on whatever Twitter is now, and they get 215 million views, which seems an incredible number.
Could have been one guy many times over.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that people just refreshing and it counts as another view and another? I don't know.
It's up to 240.
240 million. And he didn't even say anything that interesting in that interview. I watched a little piece of it. He was kind of dull. And
I like the way Tucker asked him about a possible civil war and threats on his own life and stuff like that is the only thing I picked out of it. But I don't think he said anything.
That was a
particularly
good
newsworthy.
It was a good question. Carlson basically said, "Well, you know, if they can't get you with these indictments, are you afraid they're going to kill you?" That's the when I first saw the quote, I said, "Did he mean that? You know, metaphorically?" I was like, no, he meant that literally.
I guess the analogy in there is he also asked Trump, "What do you think happened to Jeffrey Epstein?" So, you know, because some people believe they murdered Epstein because
right.
they knew too much yeah. about what politicians were up to with young girls. And Trump kind of hedged around the answer and eventually said he did think he killed himself. But it was, I think it was a little newsworthy for those very unusual questions. But by the way, the Democrat debates, they didn't draw anybody. I mean,
no.
Trump was a difference maker. The average for Democrat debates in 2020 was only 11.5 million people. So this is on par with that.
Well, debates are generally dull. And most of the candidates are tired hacks.
Right.
You know, who don't have any chance of being president, except in their own deluded minds, their deluded egos.
Well, Trump proves the mantra that even if you hate him, you got to tune in to see what crazy thing he says next.
Right.
Because he's responsible for double the numbers of people tuning in. They weren't all supporters.
The bias,
some of them are like, oh, my God, I got to hear this nutbag.
The bias that political media people have, and it's really, really entertaining. People are not tuning in about policy. They're not tuning in. They're tuning in for entertainment. This is like America's Got Talent or American Idol. So that's why, you know, when they did instant polls last night, it was Ramaswamy who was getting a lot of attention because he put on a show. He yeah. was, you know.
Well, as I said before, I think he's the one that taps into the next level
yeah.
of Trump.
Yeah.
Better than the rest of them. He's, of course, the stories today were, is he going to be the VP choice of Trump? I've been reading that.
Trump praised three of the group.
Oh, yeah?
That was Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator. And, you know, and he, it would balance out the ticket in from an ethnic or color standpoint. Because, you know, Trump's been yelled at for being a racist 100 times over, so he's going to come up with a vice presidential candidate to shut everybody up.
Oh, yeah, we should play this. It's only a minute. Tucker Carlson did ask Trump who we would like to run against, and listen closely.
So do you have a preference in, assuming you're the Republican nominee and all goes as you plan it to go, do you have a preference in who you run against?
In many ways, I'd love to run against him because his record's so bad. You know, it's still horrible when you look at inflation and everything else, but others also have very bad records. I mean, California's a bad record, so, you know, should it be Gavin or should it be somebody else? When I look at San Francisco, what's happened to that incredible city? That was one of the greatest cities in the world just a short while ago, and now it's very sad when you look at it. Los Angeles, every city practically, all the Democrat-run cities, you know, Republican-run cities are doing very nicely because they arrest people when you have crimes. And they don't go after political candidates because they think it's good. You know, I mean, it's like been amazing. My poll numbers are the highest I've ever had.
There you go. So they threw in Newsom in San Francisco just for good measure. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Moist Line returns tomorrow, so we'd love to hear from you. Lots of openings because we haven't been here until today this week. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I saw a story today that they were setting up for a special news event in San Francisco to talk about smash and grabs, and while they were setting up the news conference, somebody came along and smashed into a tourist car and took the stuff out of the back and ran. Perfect.
Oh, did you? I saw.
You don't have to wait long.
I saw a video today of somebody. He was stuck in traffic, like at a freeway, a swirl of freeway loops.
Yeah,
I think, and he was getting on one of the interstates, and a guy jumped out of another car, smashed the first guy's window, stole a bag out of the trunk.
While the guy was stuck in traffic?
While the guy was stuck in traffic. And this
oh,
was,
that's really brazen.
This was on like an interstate highway.
Where was it?
San Francisco.
Oh,
Oakland. I think there was a sign to one of the freeways was taking you to Oakland.
It's all normalized. We're being led to believe these are low-level, nonviolent crimes. Don't
right.
worry about it. You and I, over and over again, have talking about this broken window thing. If you don't deal with these things, they become bigger, and then they become worse.
Yep.
If there's no consequences for things, you're just inviting chaos.
We're experiencing it now. This is yeah. this is their system, and I don't think anybody's happy. Conway,
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real big, huge liberal, and I said, hey, what's going on in San Francisco? Is that failed liberal policy? And he, you know what he says to me? He goes, no, it's not liberal enough. There needs to be more free housing, free lunch, free medical care, free this, free that. Free.
What about the break-ins? Did he have any comment about the car break-ins? Or
needs to be more free stuff.
More free. He said that. Huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Boy, they're totally deluded.
So I don't know.
Sure, let's try it their ways a little longer.
That's right. All right, we're gonna have the latest on the mass shooting in Orange County at Cook's Corner. There's a press conference. We'll talk about that. Plus, 11 arrested in an L.A. flash mob. So at least they're, putting some guys away for that. And I was telling the audience yesterday or the day before, I've been listening to you guys since you got out here from New Jersey or New York. And when you guys come back from vacation, that first hour is always great because both of you are pissed. Usually one's pissed, but both of you have a lot to say in that first hour. That's must listen to radio. First hour back from vacation, especially John, because he's really pissed. But Ken, where did you go?
I had a pleasant time in Wyoming. Wait, what was he pissed about?
You went to Europe?
Coming back.
I went to Europe. John went to Wyoming.
Wow, look at that.
Which
man.
Is like Europe.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's fancy to go to Europe.
That's really cool, though.
You don't have a passport, if I recall, right?
I don't, no. That was... it was taken away from me because some idiot falsely claimed that I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
That's a good one.
Right? And there's a website...
Well, you're getting better at this.
There's a website you can go and report anybody, and right. I've been reported as a guy there.
Was there some guy that looked like you in a video, maybe?
No, I think my wife did it.
Ba-dum-bum. Wife joke.
Conway X.
Dig dog.
It's like vaudeville.
We walked into that one. We'll end the show with a wife joke.
You're all that's left from vaudeville 100 years later.
That's right.
I'm in the Catskills this weekend.
Crozier's got
dog.
The news.
Dig dog with you
guys. Yeah, we all love
right.
it.
Live right. in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.